Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, in Minnesota, friends, it was like 100 degrees yesterday. We got in our vehicle yesterday, and it said it was 115. And then we started to drive around for a little bit and cooled off down to 100. Oh, my goodness. But this is good. This is good. Though we're going to need some rain in the process of what we're dealing with right now. No complaints here in the state of Minnesota, right? Weather is great where you're at as well. I wanted to tell you thank you for joining us today. Thank you for your trust, all of our affiliates, all of our listeners in 153 cities as well as in 53 countries, all those that support this ministry to keep us out there. We're going to be in Colorado in the up and coming, in about 3 weeks or at the end of the month, and then we're going to be in Rapid City, South Dakota next week. I'll be preaching there as well, and then Colorado, and then after Colorado, we're going to be driving a 34-hour round trip. 68 hours, friends. I'm kidding you negative. We're going to be going to California. We got some events out there as well. When we come back, we're going to be in Michigan. We got a bunch of events there. We're going to be doing some stuff with Sheriff David Clark, and that will be in Michigan. Then we got two other events out there, and then we will be in Wisconsin doing an event. So we are busy this summer, no question about it. There's a lot of people that are getting busy because they understand that their freedoms are under attack in a major way. So we're going to do our best to kind of share some of that stuff with you as to why we're so busy this year, why we're so busy doing what we've always done. As a matter of fact, we're not busier this year than we were last year. We've stayed steady in the process of putting our hand to the plow. As the Lord said, put your hand to the plow and don't look back, he said, because if you do, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. And those that are in the fight, those that have their hand on the plow, they understand and trust God that the history of the church is that God does not need a majority to prevail, but a minority. In the process, as the famous preacher said, God will always give the church what it's willing to fight for. So we just wanted to welcome you to the show. We got much to cover today. We're going to be talking about the American government promoting and celebrating what it should, by law, in fact, friends, be condemning. I'm not kidding you, okay? They should be condemning the very things that they're advocating. I'm just going to give you the heads up right now. What you're going to hear today, what you're going to see if you're on social media platforms, you're going to be offended, to say the least, because what is being promoted today, especially in the month of June, somehow those that the government today is promoting, as I said, by law should be condemning, they're promoting them all across the boards. For those that did not know, the act of sodomy in this country is a felony in every given state. Why is your government promoting that which God clearly condemns? Because if I can demoralize you, I can control you. We're going to be covering a lot of this today, friends. And again, I'm just giving you the heads up. I'm going to play some videos, audios for the listeners, and you're going to be offended, to say the least. I'm going to take you back. At the beginning of the week, I showed social media platforms and my friends that could see, and obviously those that could hear the audio, I took you back to 2010 and 2011 when MSNBC came after me, and what they did is they tried to put me in the light is opposite of what I was actually doing in that light, that this is what the media does, and to the shame of the American people that tolerate this, you say to yourself, well, that's what they do. Well, the fact of the matter is it's not legal. It's not free speech to defame. It's not free speech to lie. It's not free speech to maliciously attack. But at the beginning of the week, I shared with my listeners and my viewers, friends, those videos and those audios. And I'm just going to go back a little bit as well and show you what I tried to warn the American people about concerning where we're at today in the present, friends. Because, again, you can't make up some of the things that I'm going to share with you. You just cannot. And you're going to leave this show today. I've got you for 2 hours asking the question, how is it that the mainstream media and our said representatives, corruption in government, how is it that they're getting away with what they're promoting here? Because, again, what I want to show you, friends, is the fact that what's taking place in the gay pride parades, remember their slogan, Nambulas is sex before eight, before it's too late. That should give you a little idea as to what's ahead of us today, friends. But the fact of the matter is, how are they doing this lawfully? I want to tell you. Because what they're doing is they're trying to sway public opinion in their direction to transgress law, to change the law. That's why they use actors. That's why they use pop stars, if you want to call them that, the fallen stars. That's why they use said representatives. They want to condition the people. As a matter of fact, Madonna, that witch, years ago, this was back in the end of the 90s when she was caught with Britney Spears on camera. Of course, they were bought and paid for to do the things that they did. But they kissed on MTV, and of course, that's when they began to push forward an illegal agenda called gay marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. And when they pushed that, Madonna actually said, just keep it out in the face of the people because sooner or later they will accept it. Well, I'm going to show you what they didn't want you to see. I'm going to share with you the information that, again, they don't want you to know, because once you figure out, friends, this is coming, this whole gay pride parade is coming from government, corruption in government, and it's coming from the mainstream media, you're going to understand exactly why this is a felony in every state in our country. Before we do that, friends, I want to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Please subscribe over there. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go to the right side of the page and you will see the social media platforms there. Folks, we are being censored heavily on this page. But with that said, you can always watch us on live stream over on Sons of Liberty Radio Rumble. Go ahead and subscribe to that page. We have to rebuild since we've been torn down. But you can see over there, friends, 60,000, 40,000, 30,000, 25,000 views per show. As a matter of fact, Tim's show yesterday had 38,000 on it. My show had 25,000 on it. The day before that, Tim's show had 42,000 on it, 31,000 on mine. Tim's show the day before that, 53,000. My show the day before that, 43,000. Some people say, well, why does he have so many more numbers? Well, the fact of the matter is he's up about 6 hours longer than I am. So with that said, and truth be told, that's what's going on. But put that up against what do we have now? Right now on a live feed, we have about, 85 people that are allotted to watch our show on Facebook. And if that's not offensive, I'm sorry, it just went up a little bit. But I am sorry, but that should show you what's going on illegally through the big tech companies. And I'm telling you, friends, it's a matter of time before the dominoes fall. Just remember I'm telling you that, too, because rest assured, we're going in when we get the opportunity to deal with Facebook for what they have been doing to people such as myself all over the country that stay in the fight because we want to remain free, because we are not going to put up with their subversive activities, friends. This is illegal, but again, you know the story. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. We'll be right back on the other side of this heartbreak. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called MyKind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Go to the right side of the page and support MyKind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe, go ahead and join us on social media platforms from that website on the right side of the page. Also jump on over to that of BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, and join us on social media platforms. Now, if you want to call in, please do. Let's stick to the topic. I'm going to jump around a little bit and just kind of give you some of the information, again, that's been withheld from the mainstream media. And one of those things, oh, here, let me go back. Okay, so I'm going to get to some other topics, but if you want to jump on and give us a call, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, please stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. 1 Timothy 2:5. There's one God and there's one mediator between man and God. His name is Christ Jesus, period. Cool? We're good at that? Let's keep rocking this. I want to go back because I did an article just a couple days ago. As a matter of fact, it was on June 1st. Tears for the Fallen. The mainstream media sold Joe Biden pulling his skin down on the right side of his face, and it was called Tears for the Fallen. Coming from the disgraceful, treasonous Joe Biden, who does nothing but stand against everything that the fallen fought, bled, and died fighting against. They want you to believe that he's all American. I equated Joe Biden in this piece by the mainstream media and their useful idiots concerning Tears for the Fallen to that of Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal, foreigner, sodomite. And that's exactly what he is, friends. He'll tell you. Just watch watch what he does. Pay attention to the fruit that he bears, right? Action speaks louder than words. He is a foreigner. What did he do? He entertained our enemies within. He transgressed the law over 1,168 times, and 330 million people stood back and allowed him to do it. Now, with that said, he also advocated sodomy. We're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. But I also want you to keep in mind, during the alleged shooting with Sandy Hook, do you remember that Barack Hussein Obama got up in front of the cameras on cue? He was told to do it, friends. And remember, he shed a tear for all of those children at Sandy Hook? Remember this? Yeah. Does anybody take the time to pull the curtain back on these criminals, these actors, these clowns in the circus of politics, friends? Because it's exactly what they are. And you allow them to represent you, and I love you to, enough to tell you the truth of the matter, friends. This is your reflection worldwide. Okay? As a matter of fact, what I'm going to show you in just a moment is how in Australia, you're being mocked for what you tolerate. You're being mocked by foreign countries because of what you tolerate in your government. It's usually the other way around, but now Americans, it's the other way around. Okay? You're being mocked now, not you mocking somebody else. The joke is on you, and they're reminding you that the joke is on you. But has anybody taken the time, going back to Barack Hussein Obama, remember shedding the tear for the children at Sandy Hook? Did anybody take the time to understand that while that criminal was a senator, mysteriously, he ran against my friend Alan Keyes, who is the former ambassador under Ronald Reagan? And how that ever happened, friends, if you want to know and understand when the fix is in, you better understand that this is all controlled. Okay? You understand voter fraud, but the fact of the matter is Americans still haven't corrected it yet. But with that said, Barack Hussein Obama mysteriously beat Alan Keyes. He became the senator mysteriously out of nowhere. And he was the senator, I believe, for 142 to 144 days. Did you know that during his criminal tenure, Barack Hussein Obama, did you know that he voted over 202 times to make sure that babies were murdered in the womb? All right, the mainstream media wants you to believe that Barack really had a care for those kids concerning that alleged shooting at Sandy Hook, right? He had a real care for him, but did you pay attention to really as to who he, did you pull the mask off? Did you see him for who he really was? He was the one that advocated murder. He voted over 202 times. Put that up against scripture. Thou shalt not kill. It's the sixth commandment. That's found in Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. Right? That's found in Proverbs 6:17. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. And America, you better rest assured, it's coming. There is going to be retribution for what you've tolerated. Okay? But here's the deal. 202 times he voted in favor to make sure that babies were murdered in the womb. It didn't stop there. He also voted two more times to make sure that if babies came out, they actually got outside of their mothers alive, that there would be a second doctor inside of those murder clinics, because that's exactly what they are. He wanted to make sure that there would be a second doctor to make sure that that baby would be snuffed out. And it's exactly what he did. Cross-check me. Tell me I'm lying. And then there's some of the people that went along with Barack Obama when he shed the tear for these kids that allegedly got killed at Sandy Hook. Shame on you. Oh, and by the way, Planned Parenthood's aimed at, guess what? Blacks and Hispanics. And just to set the record straight, no, the blacks didn't support Barack Obama the way that the media wanted you to believe that they did. As a matter of fact, they were embarrassed for him. Bishop Harry Jackson was one that was leading up these charges. He was a black man. He was my friend. He's been to my house. He said the black communities were embarrassed for him. Well, the mainstream media had all the folks, oh, well, he's a black president, you know. The black community support them. No, they did not. They're a principled people just like we are, friends. It doesn't matter what color our skin is. Acts 17:26, all nations are one blood, period. Here, let me remove that period and put an exclamation. Well, here's Joe Biden. Joe Biden sheds a tear for the fallen. Really? How many unconstitutional wars has that criminal been a part of in sending our boys to third world countries? fighting and bleeding and dying, allegedly fighting off tyrants over there, which, in fact, if you want the truth of the matter, they weren't really tyrants, friends. They were just people that were resisting a new world order that you're allowing your government to establish. I just wanted to put that into perspective. How many of those tears for the fallen is he responsible for, friends? How many? Joe Biden, he's disgraceful. He's an embarrassment to this country. And he's an embarrassment to the righteous in this country. And how 330 million people in this country call themselves American Patriot Christians, I have no idea. Not in that order. To tolerate this criminal. Let me just do this. Let me just bring you over to that of Australia. And if you're on social media platforms, you're going to get a good taste of this. If you're listening through audio, you're going to get the same effect without the visual. That's it. But this is in Australia. Folks, foreign media is mocking you in your country. Listen carefully.
Isn't it just perfect that the Party of Diversity has got rid of every woman and person of colour, including the fake Native American Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren and the fake Mexican Beto O'Rourke, to end up with two old white millionaire men? One, a socialist who had a heart attack just 5 months ago, and one so confused that he has trouble remembering where he is and why he's there. Joe Biden is now the front runner to be the Democrats' presidential candidate.
This is right before he allegedly won.
How well the 77-year-old is traveling.
Look, tomorrow's Superstar Tuesday, and I want to thank you all.
Listen carefully.
I tell you what, I'm rushing ahead, aren't I? 150 million people have been killed since 2007 when Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers from liability. It would put 720 million women back in the workforce.
Nobody should be in jail for a nonviolent crime.
My name is Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate.
What's not to like about Vermont in terms of the beauty of it? And what a neat town.
Play the radio. Make sure the television, excuse me, make sure you have the record player on at night.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
We choose science over fiction. We choose truth over facts.
Think about it. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the
what an embarrassment.
You know the thing.
The thing. We'll praise the thing.
Biden's decline didn't start during this campaign. It's a testament to the media, aka the Democrats' propaganda arms, staunch support of the Democrats, that these crazy rants of him over the years have not discounted him as a serious candidate. Have a look at this.
I got hairy legs. That turned blonde in the sun, and the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down, so it was straight, and then watch the hair.
Listen
back up
carefully.
Again.
He's a pedophile.
And look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap, and I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Folks, he's a total pedophile. He's a creep. He's an embarrassment, to say the least. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden will meet with Queen Elizabeth
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Turkish President Recep Erdogan on his trip to Europe next week. Biden will travel to Britain, Belgium, and Switzerland next week, primarily for the Group of Seven summit in Cornwall. He will be meeting with Johnson at the summit on June 10th, and then the Queen at Windsor Castle on June 13th. Later, he'll move to Belgium and Switzerland. First Lady Jill Biden will accompany him on the trip. In Brussels, Biden will participate in the NATO summit on June 14th. Among the topics expected at the meeting, according to the White House, are future threats and effective burden sharing. This week, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg urged the alliance to engage in more effective pooling of resources. Biden will meet with Erdogan at the NATO summit. This is USA Radio News. On Friday, President Biden was showing optimism after the latest jobs numbers showed employers added 559,000 jobs last month. It was a big improvement over the April jobs numbers, though it did fall short of economists' predictions.
We have now created over 2 million jobs in total since I took office. More jobs than ever been created in the first 4 months of any presidency in modern history. Triple the rate of my predecessor, 8 times the rate of President Reagan.
The president said no other major economy in the world is growing as fast as the U.S. is right now. Former President Trump is reacting to the 2-year suspension on his Facebook account after the company's oversight board found he incited violence leading up to the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Trump wrote in a statement that Facebook's decision was an insult to the people who voted for him in the 2020 election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
.582-9933. By the way, all of this attacks on Donald Trump, we've seen him since day one. You do understand, put this up against Isaiah 5:20, just real quick. He was the president of the United States of America, and for 5 years we were promised that he was going to drain the swamp. He did just the exact opposite. Okay, and then what do we hear now? Donald Trump's, you know, he's the victim. Now Facebook's attacking him, and they're going to basically censor him for 2 years on Facebook. You know, isn't it interesting? You're being conditioned, if you haven't realized this, you're being conditioned that your said government can do the wrong thing, but it has no power to do the right thing. And all of what you hear today comes because of what they see in the American people. America, what you hear on the mainstream media is how you're being gauged. This is what they feel comfortable throwing on you. So I want to make clear here, Donald Trump was never under attack. And if he was, he had all the power and the authority to right the wrongs, and he didn't do it. Okay? Here's the other thing. He said, he blurted the truth out in his confusion. He said, they're not coming for me, they're coming for you. You better know that that's exactly what Donald Trump was nothing more than a pawn as the good guy. When what did he do when we continuously judged him by the fruit on his branches? We exposed you that he was a part of the problem in Washington, D.C. Okay? And if you want to put that up in an argument and you want to contend with me, please do. 1-866-582-9933. But again, before you do that, just make clear that you understand that there was over 1,162 other presidential candidates, and the only ones that you got were the two that were hand-delivered by the powers that are tolerated on a global basis. Okay? Nothing was stopped. Everything was advanced. And here's the thing, friends. You can put the most righteous man in government today, but it's not an issue of a man doing for the people in this country what God has commanded them to do. God is not going to, the Lord is not going to allow someone else to pave the way in righteousness for you that are disobeying him at every given turn, especially those that profess to be Christians. I can't stand people like you. You're a part of the problem. You always have been. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. And who was it, by the way, that was crying out, crucify him, crucify him? The good guys of the day, the Pharisees of the day, and the Herodians of the day, the very two groups that we were warned to watch out for, were the same ones that were advocating what was going on during Donald Trump's reign and tenure. Don't ever forget that. Jesus said, beware of the leaving of the Pharisees, beware of the leaving of the Herodians. Corruption in government and corruption in the church. And it's exactly what we were dealing with over the last 4 years under Donald Trump. Okay? And if you're going to go there with me, please do. Please do. I would love to enlighten you. I don't need you calling me names. I don't need you taking shots at me. I can prove what I'm telling you. Okay? 1-866, don't tell me about how he can't. He didn't have the power to do it. Oh, yes, Donald Trump said within himself, I have the DOJ. I can do whatever I want with them, which is not true. You know, the problem that we have in this country, again, just shooting from the hip right now, is the American people believe that, well, when the Democrats are in power, they're a government unto themselves, they can do whatever they want. No, they can't. Just like when the Republicans are in power, that they're a government unto themselves, and they can go ahead and do whatever they want. No, they can't. We're ruled by law in this country, not by unconstitutional party affiliations. Read Article 4, Section 4. And this is why the American people are divided. And I just want to say this to my new listeners. Listen to me carefully, just so you can understand clearly. In this one point that I make, in consummation with this point, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. Because there is no constitutional provision to violate law in this country. As a matter of fact, the purpose of the Constitution in these particular cases is the fact that the right is supposed to condemn what you call the left. Because when you make reference to the left, what are you making reference to? Those that are not abiding by the laws of our U.S. Constitution. You need to think about what's going on here, friends. Again, we're ruled by law, not by unconstitutional party affiliations. I just wanted to make clear that we were on the same page. During the last segment, I had brought forth how the Australian government, foreign government, is mocking America for a Joe Biden. We're being mocked by foreign countries. Let me go back to now that of Barack Hussein Obama, where I said Barack Hussein Obama was a foreigner, which he is. He admitted it. We played the audio three different times, okay? From three different sources when he said it. He became real emboldened after he left the People's White House. And then he talked about how he was the first president that was Kenyan-born. Okay? He said it. We played it several times on this show. There's no denying it. He felt safe enough to say it. And by the way, Michael, I'm sorry, Barack Obama called Michelle Michael on several occasions, just again for the record, okay? Just parodying what he said. Just reminding you as to what he said. But what's important here, friends, is we also know that he's a sodomite. Okay, there was a guy named, I believe, Larry Reynolds, before he mysteriously became the president of the United States of America, who said that he was doing the ditty with Barack Obama. He came forward. The information was all over. It's, as a matter of fact, it's still out there. And you want to talk about internal fortitude. This was a homosexual that came forth and told the American people the truth about Barack Hussein Obama, who was snorting cocaine with him while he was doing the ditty with him. This is all factual information. Okay? Now, some will say, well, Bradley, that's a little far-fetched, is it? Well, then let me ask you a question. Why is it that he appointed over 225 homosexuals, lesbians, those that want to call them transgenders? It's already been decided by God. There's no such thing, okay? And whatever else they want to call themselves. I just, moving forward, I had warned a long time ago what this was going to become. And I fell under attack, as I was talking about during the first segment, how MSNBC and Rachel Maddow came after me in 2010 and 2011, played the audio. You can go online. It's there. I told the American people what this was all about because when I was doing high school assemblies, I didn't have any problems in public schools until George Bush Jr. started to push the homosexual agenda. And that's exactly what happened. Keep in mind, this is not the homosexuals doing, pushing forth their agenda. It's corruption in government. It's corruption in the mainstream media working hand in glove with corruption in government to advocate this. Because 1.7% of the population does not have a leg to stand on outside of what the media does on their part. Oh, so many subversive organizations like that in America. You wouldn't even know who they were if it wasn't for the mainstream media trying to make them out to be the victim so they can continuously attack. What you don't realize is they're subversive and they're being used as political battering rams to upend your Constitution. Don't doubt a word I'm telling you, friends. And I want to tell you at the end of the day, this is all about your kids. Just like I warned it was. But no, I was a hater. I was a bigot. I was this, that, and the other thing. Oh, let me go back too and just put a little salt on your tongue. Also keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama also appointed a woman that thinks she's a man to the Supreme Court bench named Alina Kagan. Okay? You didn't hear but very little about her because she was passed under the radar and confirmed by the Senate without any of us really knowing as to who she was. This is what I will tell you. She was appointed to Harvard to queerify Harvard. She sits on the Supreme Court bench today. She never judged a case a day in her life. Never judged a case a day in her life. But yet, somehow or another, she was approved by your Senate to become a Supreme Court justice. I'll get to that in just a little bit. I did an article this week called When a Drag Queen Warns About the Children, Maybe You Should Listen. Well, most people think, well, Bradley, that's a little far-fetched. Is it? Is it really? Because I got some information here, friends, that you just may need to see and hear. And when a drag queen tells you, as they call themselves, a drag queen warns you about keeping your children away from these drag queens, you should probably listen to them. And what I want to do is I just want to kind of jump forward just a little bit, and I'll give it to you piece by piece, because right now in June in America, it's Gay Pride Parade. It's Gay Pride Month. It's Gay Pride this. It's Gay Pride that. Who's pushing it? The government is. In the mainstream media. The homosexuals are so small in number in this country that they could never make themselves known to the American people in such a fashion without corruption advocating their crimes on their behalf. Okay? So let me go over here and let me show you this really quick. This is Drag Queen Story, and this is information we all need to see in here. And yes, is it vile? Oh, my goodness, it's vile, friends, to say the least. Check this out.
2015 is now sweeping the land. This is where parents bring their young children to a public library to be read to by a drag queen. The public libraries, of course, are happily welcoming these events. In Minnesota's Hennepin County Library System, these drag queen story hours now occur regularly. On October 17th, one such story hour was occurring in the Ridgedale Public Library in Minnetonka. The drag queen, who called herself Sasha Soda, walked in with high heels, a pink skirt, and a shirt that exposed his midsection. According to an attendee, the drag queen strode suggestively past the children, sitting down in a chair before several preschool-aged girls with his legs spread wide, exposing his nylon-covered crotch in front of the children sitting at eye level. First off, why the double standard? In any other setting, if an adult exposed their crotch to children, they'd be in jail. Our politicians should get Drag Queen Story Hour out of the libraries. If that means cutting the library's funding, then
folks, I'm gonna play the rest of this. I'll play the duration of this on the other side. If you want to call in, now's the time to do it. 1-866-582-9933. We got a hard break. Hour one, hour two is coming up after the next segment. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Love to hear from you folks. I'm just going to give it to you little by little. 1-866-582-9933. I want to get back to this. This is Drag Queen Flash's crotch. Keep in mind, friends, the slogan, or if you want to call it the motto, of North American Man Boy Love Association, which, by the way, under Kevin Jennings, this was his icon named Harry Hay. Kevin Jennings is the head of GLSEN, G-L-S-E-N, who was appointed by Barack Hussein Obama. And also keep in mind, again, the motto, the slogan was sex before eight, before it was too late. And again, so we need to understand what's at play here. This is not these mentally ill, them that are committing crimes against nature. And if you want to check, and if you want to see if I'm name-calling, why don't you go ahead and check your state statute? Because they're called crimes against nature, directly driven and extracted from that of Scripture, Romans 1:24. And again, there's 33 references condemning the pride. as to what they mean to go ahead and gloat like a bunch of abominable peacocks, because that's exactly what they are. But I want you to see the rest of this, and then I'll take some phone calls here. 1-866-582-9933. We'll get back to this video. 1-866-582-9933.
There's a consistent trend of both highly sexualized and ghoulish outfits. One performer pictured has about 5 white horns with red tips on his head. And don't for one second think that Drag Queen Story Hour will stop here. If left unattended to, Drag Queen Story Time will soon be in the public schools. It's also a mistake to think that this issue is confined to Drag Queen Story Time and not see the big picture. Across the country, child drag queens are a growing phenomenon. Desmond is Amazing is an 11-year-old
this
boy
is criminal.
Who received glowing media attention despite clear and convincing evidence that his parents are financially profiting from his exploitation. How on earth does an 11-year-old decide to be a drag queen without heavy adult manipulation? These child drag queens do suggestive shows in front of adult men in bars as the men sip their drinks and watch. Where is child protection services?
That's right.
Speaking of children being influenced by adults, there's also a growing trend of young children being given life-altering hormone blockers at an early age. The latest example of this is 7-year-old James Younger, which is only a public controversy because his father doesn't want to give the 7-year-old hormone blockers. Never mind the fact that the results are in. An early treatment of gender dysphoria, to the extent it even could exist in a young child without an adult manipulating the child, has a terrible track record. It's unnecessary because children grow out of their dysphoria, and it's incredibly damaging because of the terrible and life-changing side effects that often ensue. Common adverse reactions include severe joint pain, like the type you experience when you're 80, but actually when these kids are in their early teens, and severe depression. Part of the story is a growing acceptance of transgenderism, which is the left's next crusade in the culture war. But the transgender lifestyle, especially for biological men, often comes with heavy drug use and high-risk sexual behavior. The average lifespan of a transgendered person is about 30 years. The uncompassionate, who are pretending to be compassionate, say
watch,
it is shorter lifespan
watch this, friends.
Because of the discrimination transgendered people face. If society only were more accepting, they say, trans people would do better. Yet the lifestyle choices of transgendered people who are deeply hurting and wounded due to many private reasons say otherwise.
I said I hate my life. My life is nothing but doing drugs, prostitution. I don't like myself. How do I get to this point? How did I end up with breast implants? I looked down at myself. I said, how did I end up with all this stuff? Why do I have all this confusion in my mind?
But there's even more here than a growing
acceptance. This is what they don't want you to hear, friends.
Ultimately, the far left is pushing the increased sexualization of American children. That's not acceptable. Here's what our politicians need to do.
See, the politicians, friends, I just want to make clear, that's enough for you to see right now. But I want to make clear, the politicians are the problem. The politicians are the ones pushing this. As I said earlier, friends, the homosexual community is so small in the United States of America, they could never get what it is that they claim that they want. They're being used as a political battering ram. And by the way, if you pay attention as to what's on the heels of the homosexuals, you better pay attention to the Muslims, because they are systematically and methodically advancing their agenda in the United States of America, because the American people are giving a green light to these. This is an abomination in the sight of God, friends. Is exactly what it is. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to take you back. Now, I'm pre-warned about this. This is where we're at today, because nobody wanted to listen. Everybody said I was hating. Nope. I see that our kids are protected from nothing and subjected to everything. And I've seen it 364 times in public schools across the country, trying to figure out why 86% of those that are sending their kids into public schools call themselves Christians, patriots, and or conservatives. And let me remind you, just like what this guy was talking about a moment ago, it's the left, it's the left, it's the left. Every time you hear those that call themselves the right as to what the left is, it shows you what they've left undone. It shows you how weak they are. And this is, in fact, communism. They are desensitizing you into believing that there's nothing that you can do about what's going on here, friends. And I'm here to tell you that is the furthest thing from the truth. Because they, on their own, friends, could never advance their agenda in a million years if it wasn't for the corrupt politicians in the mainstream media advancing this. And again, they're trying to Europeanize America. Listen to what I'm telling you. They're trying to Europeanize America because if they can demoralize you, they can have absolute control over you. You are easily conquered at that point. We got Adam calling in from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hello.
Hello. Yes,
how are you doing, Bradley? This is Adam Heikkila.
Yep, I'm doing fine, man. Just a little jacked as to what I'm seeing here again. And the story of my life is, why is it that 330 million people, they sit there and they tolerate the very things that they complain about? And then they wonder why they're losing their country. They wonder why they're becoming subject. They wonder why their kids are under attack. They wonder why they're being shipped back to Egypt, as it talks about in the book of Deuteronomy 28, verse 68, when they refuse to obey the command of the Lord. So outside of that, man, I'm overcoming. How about you, Adam, in Michigan?
Doing great, doing great. I want to share a little bit on topic, and then I got something else I wanted to share. But the whole problem is that we have allowed ourselves to have this entire group of people create a power system based on their victimhood status solely. And because they're all victims, and they've become so good at playing the victim in every aspect of life that we then have to be succumb to them because we become the bad guys if we simply
point
out how they're doing these political games.
That's it right there, Adam. Hold on a second. You're saying too much good stuff here. That's the very affirmation of the gay lifestyle, is to play the victim. What they do is they pull your hair, they smack your face. When the cameras get there, they play the victim. That's how they want to sell it to the American people. As I've said before, and I say again, they don't have the shield protecting themselves. They have the spear. They're transgressing the law. And furthermore, people need to understand that, again, this is a felony in every state of our union. So what is it that they're the victims of, Adams? They're the victims of the law that condemns their crimes, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. And here's one more point that you made, and it was a good point. This is about them, the bad guys, the criminals, the felons, because that's exactly what they are. Those that make the lifestyle choices of disobeying God and spitting against heaven when sure, in fact, they're going to fall on their own back, and so will the accomplices that give them a green light. But the fact of the matter is they're doing their best. They're doing their best to turn this event around and making themselves out to be the good guys in hopes that everybody will attack the good guys.
Yep.
And there's the problem right there.
I think it's proven out too. I mean, when we're talking about this Pride Month, right, and pride in general is really the whole sin that corrupts politicians. And when you see the likes of Ronna Romney McDaniel posting, congratulations, Pride Month, and all these things about how great, and, you know, increasing all of this for our side of things. And, I mean, it just proves that they are completely corrupted by this pride as well. It's
Adam,
all the same demon. It's all
Adam,
the same
I got a question for you. What is your attorney general's name? You know what? I'm glad you brought that up, because your wife actually sent something to me, Bethany, and I want to play that video for my friends, and audio for my friends, to see what's happening in Michigan concerning your attorney general, because that was incredibly outside of bounds for an attorney general to act in such a fashion. I'll get to that. But go ahead with your next point.
So my next thing is really, I want to make a point about masks, okay? Because we started playing a new game today. Every time I go to the store now and I see somebody that has a mask on, I simply go up to them in an inquisitive manner and ask them, didn't you hear? Didn't you hear that Fauci lied? Haven't you seen the Fauci emails? That mask, he said openly, that mask does nothing for you. And that everything was a lie. And I did this now already today at three different locations. Not a single person that we talked to actually had heard about Fauci's emails.
Oh.
It was mind-blowing.
Yeah. Adam, I got a hard break. We got hour two coming up. Thank you for the call, brother. I appreciate you. I'm going to play that audio video for you on the other side. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.